Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I hope you're having a good night. This is what I call halftime of the show. I've been rolling for 2 hours. I got 2 hours left. Okay, you can find me online, Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at JR Sport Brief. You can also call up 855-212-4CBS, and that's what we're going to do in a second. We have quite a few callers on the line. Why? Because before we went to break, I was taking your calls on Lakers Nuggets. Who do you think is going to win this series? 9 out of 10 people are telling me the Lakers, and I agree. I got the Lakers winning 4-2 taking this series. I want to remind you, coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios, if you want to see your loan options, adjust payments and closing costs online in real time, Rocket can. Thank you to super producer Stu Kovacs. Coming up in the show, besides continuing to take your calls right now on the Lakers and Nuggets, next hour, we're going to talk with Miami Dolphins wide receiver Mac Hollins. Figure out how the season is going for him, what the preparation is like. We know, unfortunately, they lost to the New England Patriots this week, but I just want to get an NFL player's perspective on what this season has been like, and just even the preparation. And thank you as well to Matt Mershell. We obviously spent time talking about the return of the Big Ten. Big Ten football is back. It's going to get going the weekend of October 23rd, 24th. We'll have that conversation. Let's not waste any time getting back to these phone lines. 855-212-4CBS is sponsored by Geico. And right now, Geico's offering an extra 15% credit on car, motorcycle, and RV policies. That's on top of what Geico could already save you. What are you waiting for? Go to geico.com to learn more. Carson is calling up from North Carolina. So many people are picking the Lakers over the Nuggets. Carson, what do you say?
I got to say, man, I'm with you. I think the Lakers are going to win 62. But one thing I got to add is I think it's destiny with Kobe, him being, you know, his greatest championship. He said everyone was against the Celtics. I think it's destined that the Lakers take the Celtics in the finals. You heard it first, and I'm off the air.
Okay, thank you, Carson, for calling from North Carolina. Yeah, the Lakers are obviously playing to honor Kobe Bryant. Jay is calling up from Pennsylvania. Jay, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What do you say?
How you doing, JR?
I'm great, Jay. Go on ahead.
I got to say the Lakers in five. I think it's going to be a well-fought series. And, you know, Denver's not no slouches, but the Clippers should have beat them in five. You know, I don't see the Lakers blowing 16-point leads in the third quarter, in the late third quarters. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to say the Lakers in five. I want to say one more thing too quick. I'm also taking the Heat, and I think the Heat's going to win it all. I think the Heat's been the best team in the playoffs that nobody's talking about. They've been the best team. They're 8-1, 9-1 now. You know what I'm saying? And they beat the Bucks, the overall number one seed, handily. So I don't know why nobody's choosing the Heat to win the championship, but I'm a little biased because I'm a Heat fan, though. Thanks, man.
Well, thanks for clearing that one up, Jay. Thank you for calling from Pennsylvania. No need to play the underdog. Let's get there first. There are plenty of people who are picking the Miami Heat over the Celtics, but that ain't what we're talking about right now. We had a whole conversation about that the other day. More conversation coming. Al is calling up from Tennessee. Al, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Jay, I got Nuggets in seven, and hear me out. For every reason that if I were to tell you the Nuggets were to beat Clippers in seven, anything you could have told me, I probably would have believed it. But after seeing that, anything is possible. This isn't small ball Rockets. This isn't the eight seed Trailblazers.
Okay.
This is a great team. This is all a team, right. Nikola Jokic, unguardable when he off the shot, if he's having a great day. Jamal Murray's been unlocked this bubble. And I got to be honest with you, JR. You're a smart. I listen to your show almost every night. You're a smart guy, right?
No.
Who's the Lakers' third best player right now?
Take your pick. It could be Rondo.
All right. So you're telling me the third best player on a championship contending team, apart from the fact they have two amazing players, is a 35-year-old point guard who may or may not show up on a given night.
Well, but that's the thing. He may have been their best player, especially in that last series, but I don't think that will be the case. But time will tell, Al. Hit me back in a few days, okay?
All right.
All right. Thank you, Al, for calling up from Tennessee. Thank you, Al, for saying JR's a smart guy. I'm going to remember that the next time someone says I'm not. Edward is calling up from Oregon. Edward, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What do you say?
JR, you rock. Hey, let me put it like this. The whole entire time, everybody's been saying that the Clippers were going to beat the Lakers, okay? Now everybody's jumping on a bandwagon that the Nuggets were going to beat the Lakers. The Nuggets was the worst matchup for the Clippers. Nobody never said anything about that. It was a mismatch. It was out of the question. Okay, the Lakers in six. And that gentleman that called earlier talking about Tracy Murray canceling out LeBron James. And
not Tracy. Whoa. Tracy Murray is old and retired.
No, sorry about that.
I know. But at least I know you know your basketball. You brought up Tracy Murray.
Yeah, so they're canceling them two out. So on a given night, each of them are going to score 30 points. So you've got to stop them from scoring 30 points each on a given night. So the rest of their team is going to score at least 30 to 40 points. The Lakers have the best defense, so that tells me that the Nuggets have to score more than 100 points every night to beat the Lakers. And if the rest of them players can't score any points, Murray's not going to score 50 points against the Lakers. That will not happen. I guarantee you LeBron will lock him down. The Lakers in six. JR, I love your show, dude. I listen to you every night. I'm out.
Thank you. Thank you, Ed, for calling up from Oregon. Yeah, Tracy Murray doesn't shoot the threes anymore with Jamal. Bob, he's calling up from California. Bob, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What's on your mind?
Man, all these dudes talking about the Nuggets are going to get demolished. The Lakers probably will do a clean sweep. That first game, LeBron's probably going to send a message. This is an opportunity to win on his third team. You know, to cement his legacy that he's really greater than Kobe, LeBron, and anybody else. This is LeBron's time, and Lakers are going to fly away with this.
All right. How many games, Bob?
Four. Four games, man.
Ooh, sweet.
You know, that first game, the Nuggets might have a chance. After that, it's Anthony Davis and LeBron is unfair, man. Let's be honest.
Okay. Well, thank you, Bob, for calling up from Cali. Sal. It's calling up from Sacktown. Sal, you're on CBS Sports Radio. Nuggets or Lakers?
Oh, wait. Yeah, JR, it's good to talk to you. I'm Big Sal. Listen, I'm a senior, and I go back to the ABA and the NBA in old school days, 50 years ago. So I agree with about five other guys that called and made it clear about the Nuggets. I am sitting in the winner's seat because I won money. I took the best of seven with Denver against the Clippers. And even though we had this young man on there that won with Toronto, and he was all that, but I think that LeBron is overrated. I really believe that. From the basketball perspective, from my view, I think that he's overrated. And I do not believe he will win. So I've taken the Nuggets, the best of seven. And like a lot of the younger players that are there, I do not believe they can assist him, even with George.
Okay,
and,
Sal.
I put my money where my mouth is, JR, and I've got my money on this. And so the best of seven, also
Okay, well, Sal, I got to ask you a very important question here. I think the majority of our listeners know where I'm going or what I'm about to ask. I think you know what I'm about to ask. What do you think I'm going to ask you?
No, tell me.
Why do you believe LeBron James is overrated?
Simply because of what the young man just got through saying about tight pads and the other young man that was talking about the fact that he allowed the first game that he said after the news conference, he had to fill them out based on their pace. Now, think about that, everybody. Why would a true champion, what is Reed? The guys back in the day.
Whoa. I don't want to talk about, Sal. I'm not talking about Willis Reed coming out of the tunnel. I want to ask you why LeBron James is overrated. If I go ahead and open up a record book right now, LeBron James is right there at number three all-time scorers. LeBron James has an opportunity to win his fourth ring. LeBron James, if he can play for another 3 or 4 years, LeBron James is likely to pass Kareem Abdul-Jabbar as the NBA's all-time leading scorer. LeBron James, I believe, is number eighth right now all-time in assists. LeBron James, I can go on and on. You're telling me about comparing him to Willis Reed. What about LeBron?
Well, the reason why I said he's overrated, JR, is simply because of what he has done. I'm talking about in real time. Tomorrow, not tomorrow, but on Friday when they get together, yes. I'm saying to you,
okay,
for a player of the stature that you just mentioned to me, based on his intentions to break records, et cetera, et cetera, as an old school OG, I'm sitting back, I'm observing all that you're saying. No, you have to come in, do like a lot of the gentlemen have already been stating. He needs to sweep. You can't go
He has to sweep.
The Nuggets.
Well,
and
Sal,
that you can then get your strategies together with the coach. I think that he is going to lose, and the Lakers will lose. I put my money where my mouth is, and JR,
well, send me.
I'm calling you. I'll call you back when I win money and talk with you again, okay?
Well, Sal, when you win all of that money, send me over a PlayStation 5, okay?
Be happy to. When I call you back, tell me what type you like.
Okay, thank you, Sal. Appreciate you for calling up from Sacramento. The only PlayStation 5 I want comes from Sony. That's the type that I want. Thank you, Sal, for calling up from California. No, I mean, LeBron James, overrated. I mean, I think we're twisting a good amount of his words if we're talking about, he's waiting and he's under, LeBron is overrated. And the way he doesn't be overrated or the way he shows that he isn't overrated is to go out and sweep the Denver Nuggets. I mean, the guy might win his fourth NBA title. I mean, come on. Just goodness gracious. Listen, folks. It's Wednesday night, moving into Thursday. That means it's time for another top six list.
6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It's time to get JR's latest top six list, only on the JR Sport Brief.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Time for another top six list. And this time, it's time to focus in on teams that are difficult to root for. These are, they could be winning organizations, they could be terrible organizations, but whoever they are, wherever they play, pretty much make you want to put a bag on your head, okay? I'm not going to waste any time. I'm going to start off with a team that is awful to root for. I'm starting off right here.
Number six.
They had to change their name. They play in a stadium that nobody goes to. And I'm not talking just about 2020 pandemic time. But they actually got their own stadium several years ago. They were playing in a football stadium. They've been playing since 1993. I'm talking about the newly named Miami Marlins. They had to change their name when they moved into that new stadium. But come on. This is a team. They've been in existence, like I said, since 1993. But they have two titles. You would think that's amazing, right? Any team playing for less than 30 years, you got two titles? But the problem is the last time they actually went to the playoffs was in 2003 when they won the last World Series. One of the largest droughts in Major League Baseball to make the playoffs. The Marlins, if you are a Marlins fan, if you're in Miami, I feel for you. I really do. Let's see if Derek Jeter can get things going. And now they want to talk about this 500 record like it's something amazing here in 2020. Get the hell out of here. It's tough rooting for the Marlins. I know that because nobody shows up. Let's keep things rolling.
Number five.
Ironically, this is a team that's in their own division. It happens to be the New York Mets. The New York Mets, they last went to the World Series in 2015. They lost to the Kansas City Royals. But for whatever reason, it just seems that the Mets are little brother of the New York Yankees. You want to talk about it being difficult to root for a team? Look at the Mets. They play in the shadow of the Yankees. Thank God they finally have new ownership. Miracle Mets winning a title in 69. You have the Mets in 86 winning. But since then, I mean, they got to hand out terrible contracts to Bobby Bonilla. He's going to get paid until 35. You got one of the game's best pitchers in DeGrom, who unfortunately got hurt tonight. It's like, okay, let's go ahead and waste his prime years. It's one of the best of all time. The New York Mets are one of the worst teams to root for. Maybe Steve Cohen can make things better. Let me give you one more before we hit the break.
Number four.
Oh, this is another team in New York City. Except for this team is not little brother. This team just has one of the worst owners in professional sports. When he spends ridiculously. And the team also has awful luck in the draft. For whatever reason, their fans think every single year they're going to get the number one pick. Like Patrick Ewing is waiting for them back in the 80s. It's the New York Knicks. You want to know how bad the Knicks have it? Listen to these groans. I want you to listen to these groans from last year's NBA draft. The Knicks fans thought they were going to get something again. Listen.
The third pick goes to the New York Knicks. The second pick will be made by the Memphis Grizzlies. And that means that the number one pick in the 2019 NBA draft goes to the New Orleans Pelicans.
Yeah, the Knicks fans always think they're going to end up with something, but they end up with losses. You have a new coach, new GM, new president. Good luck to the Knicks. That was 6-5-4 on my top six teams to root for. Top six worst teams to root for. We're going to take a break, and I'm going to give you my top three. Top six worst teams to root for in professional sports when we come back. Don't you move. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. It's the middle of the week. Giving you another top six list. Top six worst teams to root for in sports. Right before we went to break, I gave you 6 through 4. At number 6, the Marlins. They've been around since 93. They don't go to the playoffs. And when they do, they win a World Series. Except for they haven't gone since 2003. Thank you, Josh Beckett. And I don't know if anybody even watches the Marlins. Do people in Miami care? It's tough. Another team in the National League East, at number 5, I had the New York Mets. Why are they difficult to root for? Loyal fan base. But you play in the shadow of the Yankees. The New York Mets have been penny-pinching for years, and when they have splurged, they give contracts to guys who don't want to play. Hayoenis Céspedes. At number 4, I stayed in New York City, and I gave you the New York Knicks. You want to talk about spending money on some of the wrong guys. The New York Knicks are like a giant hospital that wants to put a Band-Aid on a gunshot wound. Because that's what the Knicks do every single season. And for whatever reason, their fan base believes that every year is the year that they will nail Michael Jordan, LeBron James, or that they'll have an opportunity to draft a franchise-changing talent. Well, hasn't happened in 30 years. Sorry about that. Now, it's time to continue on. It's time to talk about number 3, 2, and 1 of the top 6 worst teams to root for. What comes after 4? This.
Number 3.
They were an embarrassment last night. If you thought the New York Mets had little brother syndrome, what do you think about the Los Angeles Clippers? The also-ran in Los Angeles sports. Even when you get one of the world's wealthiest humans in Steve Ballmer saying we will spend to win. We have Kawhi Leonard. We have Paul George. They still manage to choke. And then they give you a bunch of excuses about all chemistry and this and that and fatigue and conditioning. Nobody cares. You guys had the most talent. The Clippers are awful. If you need a reminder from what happened last night when they blew a 3-1 lead in Game 7 to lose to the Denver Nuggets, listen to Clippers Radio right here.
The Clippers go up 3-1 on the Denver Nuggets and drop the final 3 games of this best of 7 series. The Denver Nuggets will move on and face the Los Angeles Lakers in the conference finals, and the Clippers fall just short of reaching their preseason goals.
I have a strong feeling that the Clippers will be back next season. Montrezl Harrell is a free agent, but I have a feeling they'll be back. And that they'll also probably choke again. That's just the reality. I'm sorry, Billy Crystal and the other 5 fans of the Los Angeles Clippers. It's time for the 2 top worst teams to root for. Let's keep it rolling.
Number 2.
Oh, my goodness. I thought Baker Mayfield was in shape now. I know it's been 1 game. I thought Baker Mayfield was going to actually throw the football to Odell Beckham Jr. I thought he was actually going to have some confidence. Obviously, you know, the Cleveland Browns are one of the worst teams to root for in all of sports. I want to give credit to anybody who in a normal year would sit down in the dog pound. The Browns have never played in a Super Bowl. The poor team got shipped out to Baltimore. They haven't been to the playoffs since 2002. They have just a slew of awful picks. Hopefully Baker Mayfield doesn't join that line of Courtney Brown or Johnny Manziel. Maybe even Trent Richardson. Did you forget about him? Brandon Whedon? Come on. Is Baker Mayfield joining that group? And if you want to think about the Browns' history, I mean, the last time they were close, 1988, the AFC title game. They were taking on the Broncos. Ernest Byner, who, by the way, he won a Super Bowl later on for the Redskins, he had an opportunity to pretty much help pull them within 1 point to go to a Super Bowl. This is what happened via NBC.
Draw to Byner. Ernest Byner.
Fumble.
Fumble the ball, and Denver has recovered. Oh, my. Or have they? Let's wait for the official to unpile them.
There's a war going on under that stack.
There it is. Denver's ball at the 2-yard line.
Listen, if you are a fan of the NFL, you know all about the fumble. It's one of the biggest plays or mishaps that you will ever hear about in NFL history. The fumble. Not good. Now, the worst team to root for? It's time to tell you. Here it is.
Number one.
Sorry, folks. One of my favorite cities, Motor City. It's the Detroit Lions. The Lions, definitely one of the top worst teams to root for in all of sports. Another organization having not sniffed a Super Bowl. But they're here for your enjoyment, your watching pleasure. Every Thanksgiving, congratulations, that's the highlight of the Lions. And I must tell you, when I think about the Lions, I think about two instances. More recently, one of the best wide receivers ever, one of the most dominant wide receivers ever, and Calvin Johnson, Megatron, deciding to retire. And then there was this surprise announcement on SportsCenter years ago. Listen up.
Hi, folks, and welcome to SportsCenter, in need of a retirement community, and it's not for us. With Bill Pito, I'm Steve Levy.
First Jordan, then Gretzky, then Elway, now this, which, unlike the others, was completely unexpected.
And we're not even talking about Dominic Hasek. Not yet, anyway. Instead of sweating in Saginaw at Lions training camp, Barry Sanders is vacationing in London, and as far as football is concerned, might as well be for good. Only one average Sanders season away from breaking the NFL's all-time rushing record, the 31-year-old today announced he is retiring from pro football after 10 seasons.
Damn, the retirement of Barry Sanders was 21 years ago. 21 years. And if you're a Lions fan, I feel for you. And I know there's some Lions fans out there who have told me up and down this year is going to be the year they win the division. I don't know about that. Good luck. But the Detroit Lions, definitely, in my opinion, the worst team to root for. Marlins, Mets, Knicks, Clippers, Browns, Lions. That's the teams that are on my list. What is the worst team to root for? If you are a fan of what this team, you're in dire straits. I want to open up the phone lines to you right now. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. If you're a sports fan, what is the worst team to root for? Who will give you a heart attack? Who will take your soul right out of your body? Call me up, 855-212-4CBS. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. It's the middle of the week. It's time to give you, or I did give you, another top six list. This week, the top six worst teams to root for. If you're a fan of any of these teams, I hope you're a part of a support group. My top six, before we went to break, the Marlins, the Mets, the Knicks, the Clippers, the Browns, the Lions. I've opened up the phone lines to you. Obviously, with six spots, I can't give you everybody. There's some teams out here giving folks heart attacks. What team do you believe is the worst team to root for? Who's driving folks crazy? 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Let's get on these phone lines. Alan, he's calling up from San Diego. Alan, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR.
What's going on, Alan? Give me a team.
The Chargers, of course. We had great teams make it to the AFC Championship game. We're a 14-2 team. We fire Schottenheimer. We bring in Norv Turner. He turns the team into a loser. And then they pull out of San Diego. And the last few years were just terrible. This Sunday we play Kansas City. And back in the day when we were in San Diego, there would be a sea of red, and it was just terrible. It was like a home game for them. So it's just, it's heartbreaking to root for the Chargers. That's my whole life. Break my heart.
I understand that, Alan. And you know what? I love visiting San Diego. I love hitting the beaches out there. But I'll tell you, I hate the fact even more that the team is no longer in San Diego and that they're further up Route 5. It drives me crazy.
You know, had we stayed and built a new stadium and voted for it, we were hosting the Super Bowl. We were on a regular rotation. Everyone loves the Super Bowl in San Diego. It's awesome, but the stadium's terrible.
Yeah, well, we know. Well, certainly at least the baseball team is working out right now. Hopefully they are exciting. A lot of people can say the Padres over the years have made it difficult to root for, but they're in a much better position right now. Let's talk to Edward. Edward is calling up from Colorado. Ed, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What professional sports team makes it difficult to root for them? Give me a team, Ed.
Hey, JR. I was going to say the Portland Trailblazers, but I'm going to go a little bit closer to home. I'm a Raider fan. And
Ed, wait. Why were you going to say the Blazers? I mean, granted, they haven't won an NBA title in most people's lifetimes, but
right.
they've been a success, relatively speaking, over the course of their history.
It's more of what could have been, man. I mean, we could have had Jordan. Could have had, you know, KD, those one picks away that never really amount to anything, you know, Greg Oden type stuff.
Okay.
So that right there is like, man, it could have been, and it's hard to see what the Blazers are now. And it's great, you know, with Lillard and all the guys we've got and all that stuff, mm-hmm. but it is tough to know that we could have had Jordan and we could have surrounded him with so much talent and we could have done the same thing with KD.
Or, I mean, you could be amongst many other NBA franchises that have zero success, Ed. Go ahead. Give me the other team you're thinking about.
The other team was the Raiders, man. I'm a huge Raider fan, and it has been hard rooting for my boys. You know, we've been bad for so long, and then drafting guys like Jamarcus Russell and Hayward Bay with first-round picks and, you know, I mean, and drafting kickers and stuff like that where – So Janikowski is great, and I love the guy, but definitely could have done a lot more different things with those picks. And then just, you know, the whole debacle with leaving L.A. to go to Oakland and leaving Oakland to go to Vegas. So it's been tough to root for my boys, man.
I hear that. I would say in more recent memory, Edward, but I certainly hear you, okay?
Yeah.
All right.
Also the Gruden leaving us and then beating us.
Well, yeah, that's a good point. That was the last time that they went to the Super Bowl out in the 2002. Thank you, Ed, for calling up from Colorado, man. Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate you. Let's go to Atlanta right now. Let's talk to Shamal. Shamal, you're on CBS Sports Radio. Give me a team that's tough to root for.
Man, I'm going to say the Kansas City Royals. That's the toughest one to root for, man, even though they won the World Series in recent memory. Other than that, man, they always at the bottom of their division. They always got a bad record. I mean, it's just awful, man.
Shamal, I can't disagree with you at all.
Okay.
Are you a Royals fan?
No, not at all.
Oh, I'm saying you're in Atlanta. Are you a Braves fan?
Oh, yeah, I'm a Braves fan, Falcons fan, and I'm a Hawks fan.
So what about the teams in Atlanta? I mean, they can certainly give you a heart attack.
Yeah, but, you know, I ain't going to talk about them, you know.
we don't want to talk about a 28-3. We don't want to do that.
Oh, nah, definitely not. Definitely not. We don't want to bring that up.
Okay, Shamar.
You know, we've been successful. You know, we relevant. You know, pretty much we relevant. Other than the big Super Bowl meltdown, we made the playoffs plenty of times, you know, even though sometimes we came up short in the Super Bowl.
What did the Braves do in the playoffs last year?
I mean, the Braves, they choked in the playoffs, too. You know, we ain't had one since 95.
So, yeah. I was at that game when the Cardinals decided to give them that whooping. I had many of drinks that night, okay?
Yeah, I was there, too. I was there, too.
Yeah, I had plenty of drinks, Shamar. Thank you for calling up from Atlanta. Yeah. If you live in Atlanta, things can be pretty tough. Teams always seem like they're there or there's some type of hope and end up disappointing you. The Bulldogs are no different. Jake is calling up from Charlotte, right up the road from me. Jake, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What team is difficult to root for?
Yeah, JR, it's got to be the Clippers, dude. They just traded away a 2026 first-round pick for Paul George. And the dude has given years' worth of ammunition to people to make fun of him for. Can you just imagine there's some eighth grader out there who's going to be linked to Paul George's trade? And Clippers fans are just going to be stressing for the next 6 years, begging this guy not to turn out to be a superstar. You're going to read websites in 2025 with mock drafts saying, oh, yeah, this is that Paul George trade. Look at this tweet that he had, this Instagram comment he had to Dame Lillard. Look at this shot that he had in the sideboard in the playoffs the year that he got traded. I mean, dude, it's going to go on for the next decade. The dude has literally blown it for Clippers fans.
Well, Jake, I like the picture that you paint of Paul George in the Clippers' future. Are you an illustrator?
Nah, man, I'm a lawyer, which means I guess that I do illustrate every now and then.
Yeah, you are a great illustrator. We need to get you out to Hollywood so you could paint some of these stories. And even if you go to Hollywood, I believe you'll have a better chance and more success than the Clippers did last night.
Maybe I'll check out Cancun first to see if playoff fees hiding there. I'm sure he will one day when all those draft picks come to fruition.
Well, thank you, Jake. Appreciate you for calling up from Charlotte. Jake is not telling a lie. The Clippers, I mean, they got rid of, I think, about 5 first-round picks to put this team together. If they don't win, I'm sorry. The Clippers are likely to be in the toilet for a long time. Playoff P. Come on, man. Hit a 3-pointer. Hit a shot. Look like you care. Preston, he's calling up from Pittsburgh. Preston, give me a team that's difficult to root for. I think I may know who you're going to tell me.
Hey, JR, it's got to be the Pirates. I mean, I'm 25, and it's just been 25 years of hell. We had a brief 3-year stretch there where we were able to put together some playoff teams and everything, but from the owner to the last position player, I mean, year after year, they don't even come close. That's the thing that makes you the most angry. I mean, they're hopeless.
Do me a favor. Do you know when Bob Nutting is going to leave?
We all around here, all around the city, we always talk about wanting him to sell the team and everything. But the problem is that it's such a cash cow for him. He's never, ever going to let go of it. And then once he leaves, I mean, you know, his daughter's next in line to take it. And, I mean, he's public enemy number one around here.
Yeah, I know. That's why I asked, when is he going to leave? I know there's not a lot of hope right there. Thank you, Preston, for calling up from Pittsburgh. Yeah, you got to feel. You got to feel for fans of the Pirates. It's like I feel, even as a baseball fan, the Pirates are a team that you feel that they exist. That's it. They just exist. They play in one of the most beautiful parks in Major League Baseball. But what do the fans get out of it? What do the fans get to enjoy? Nothing? Sorry, Pittsburgh. Let's go to Florida. Let's talk to Bob. Bob, you're on CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show. What team makes it difficult, infuriating to root for them. Go ahead, Bob.
JR, it's a pleasure to talk to you. I'm going to tell you, I've been a Viking fan for over 35 years, and I'm telling you, I go back to the days of Randall Cunningham in 1998 when Gary Anderson didn't miss an extra point or a field goal in that year, and I needed one field goal to get to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And he missed it, the one field goal, and it just keeps going on from the Brett Favre years of 2009 where he threw the pick in overtime. All they had to do was kick a field goal, and they're in the Super Bowl. It just kills me, JR.
No, Bob, and I remember that late 90s Vikings squad very vividly. You had Reed, yes, Reed and Carter and Moss. And
yep.
It looked like they were destined. Sometimes it looks like when you are destined to go and win the Super Bowl, it just doesn't happen. It's unfortunate. And I hate to.
I had heartbreak for weeks after that. You know, Bob, I just needed a chip shot from Gary Anderson.
Well, Bob, I know you're a Vikings fan. I know you don't have no damn hope in Kirk Cousins either, do you?
Well, actually, JR, he did play all right in the second half, but I blame it on the coaching of that game last week with stupid calls before halftime. Just kneel down. Go into halftime down 7 against Aaron Rodgers, you know.
Well Bob, I put it to you this way, and thank you for calling up from Florida. At least you don't have to deal with the Minnesota winters, okay? Thank you.
Good one, JR.
Thank
Good
you.
One.
Appreciate you, Bob, for calling up from Florida. I see you, Chico. I see you, Matt. I see you, Chuck. I want to take your phone calls when we come back. And speaking of football, before we go, I got to tell you about Brett Favre, Tom Brady, Bruce Arians. What do those three guys have to do with each other? I'm going to tell you when we come back while I take your calls. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show right here on CBS Sports Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.